The top of the news this Saturday morning, violence in Syria continues and international organizations continue to mobilize in order to respond to the growing humanitarian crisis resulting from the conflict, Nathan Morley reports.
UNICEF, which is the UN Children's Fund, says it's urgently mobilizing more than 100,000 children's clothing kits and around 160,000 blankets, along with other winter supplies for displaced children in Syria and in the surrounding areas. Meanwhile, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, says it has delivered vital aid packages to some 60,300 families across Syria, which has benefited more than 300,000 people. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says that the agency aims to provide such assistance to 500,000 people, or around 100,000 families, by the end of the year.
Across the region, meanwhile, the number of Syrian refugees in surrounding countries who have registered or in the process of being registered now stands at 442,000, an increase of more than 213,000 since the beginning of September. This figure does not include the hundreds of thousands more Syrians who have not, at this stage, come forward for registration.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization, or WHO, says many hospitals and health facilities have been destroyed or partly damaged in rural areas of Damascus. The agency says information provided by the Syrian Ministry of Health shows that 44 out of 88 public hospitals have been damaged, out of which 23 are completely out of service. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.